Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 30th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Abbey Plastic, redefining excellence in plastic extrusion machinery globally. Abbey Plastic, a world-class manufacturer of plastic extrusion machinery based in Vadodara, India, has solidified its position as a favorite brand in the market. Offering a versatile portfolio of machinery, from blown film plants to extrusion machines, Abbey Plastic Machinery ensures top-notch quality and customer care services for its international consumers. The company specializes in products like monolayer blown film plants, ABA-ABC-type blown film plants, and lab-scale blown film plants, catering to various industries' needs. Known for their durability and ease of operation, Abbey Plastic's machines are preferred by professionals in the plastic industry worldwide. With a commitment to quality and customer support, Abbey Plastic aims to be the go-to choice for efficient extrusion equipment for international clients. Pathfinder Minerals becomes Rome Resources with merger and new exploration plans in the DRC. Paul Barrett, the CEO of Rome Resources, discussed the company's merger with Pathfinder Minerals and their new exploration plans in the DRC. Rome Resources, formerly Pathfinder Minerals, will be listed on AIM as RMR on July 26th after merging with a high-grade tin project in the DRC. The company is raising £4 million for drilling activities to explore tin anomalies, including a polymetallic anomaly with copper and tin. Initial drilling results have been promising, leading to plans for a 3,000-meter drill program to establish a resource estimate by early 2025. The proximity to the Alpha Mining tin mine enhances the project's potential, with significant news expected as drilling progresses.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.